what clients want. And I think, Chris, you have a good perspective, really. It's kind of a shorthand of what clients want from their lawyers.
Thanks, Stephen. First of all, I want to thank you for pointing out that I'm an old guy. I have given this subject some thought, though. Obviously, I have been in-house counsel for 22 years, and I was outside counsel for about 15 before that. And I think that there's a big difference between what outside counsel think inside counsel and their clients want and what they oftentimes deliver. And I think that this panel is very helpful. And obviously we're going to have some Q&A later. And I think that one thing that clients don't do is hire law firms anymore. I think there was a time when I was a young lawyer where a firm like Sullivan and Cromwell could say that they did everything that Citibank had. That's no longer the case, certainly not at ExxonMobil, which, of course, is by many standards the largest company in the world. We hire individual lawyers. Our general counsel does not hire lawyers either, or very rarely. So that's another thing. The lawyers on staff, the counsel in the company, hire their own outside counsel. And those are the people that you need to make happy. And you need to make them look good because they're the ones that are going to hire you the second time. The worst thing you can try to do is go around an in-house counsel and go to his boss or go directly to his client without his knowledge or consent. He may be wrong, and it's your job to persuade him that he's wrong.